Ride that pickle straight to the target.
Now you're putting hats on top of your hat.
I need more hats.
Is that how time works? It's like a big bowl of jelly.
You know, 30 no's and one yes is still yes.
I'm not a bad person.
Now we're thinking with gas. It's swag.
Can you
just edit me out? Are you stutter?
Broken Media.
I'm the most frightening pony in the room, Dustin.
I'll be Chris.
Yeah, you're just Chris.
Am I, though?
I'm a scary pony. Macho, what's up with you?
I'm a manic macho.
You're unhinged.
Loose cannon. Wait,
what'd you say?
You're unhinged?
Oh. Okay, I thought you said something else.
No. I wouldn't call you that, dude.
I almost tweaked for a second.
No, I don't want you to tweak.
I didn't take my meds today.
he thought I called him a munchkin.
See, oh, don't do that.
See, it's offensive.
Don't say the M word.
Offensive.
Hey.
So what's up, guys? I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob.
So we got...
You're just Bob.
No, he's what's up, guys, Bob.
Welcome to the Chris, Bob, Macchiato, Munchkin, Smirnoff, and the Scary Pony.
That was frightening pony.
It's not a long name.
It's just terrifying, dude. I don't know. It's just a terrifying steed.
It's more than a mouthful.
I'm more of a terrifying steed, actually.
A nightmare?
Yeah, a nightmare.
No balls.
What?
A nightmare.
Oh,
no
a nightmare.
Balls.
That's very... Yeah, no that's balls. Me. Nightmare Dustin.
Yeah, a lady horse.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's brave.
Noise.
Very.
This is Broken Media, Inc. It's a show where we turn flops into why nots. Chris, can you introduce to Macho Bob's new flop for this week that I told him?
Oh, wow.
Macho.
I'm...
Go ahead, Bob.
What?
I'll do it.
Guys? Anybody?
Guys, I think we need to reset the dude.
Scare tactics. Yeah.
So nice, I feel like I just carried my weight for the episode. Now you guys be funny. I'll do mine in post.
If only I could reach the echo knob, then I could do work too.
Yeah.
Everybody Scare tactics, huh?
To the table. I'm sorry.
Didn't they just reboot that recently here?
It ran from 2003 to 2013. It ran a decade.
Right. Really?
10 years.
I know, it was on a long time. Yeah.
It was
a good run.
Yeah. First it was Shannon Doherty. Then it was Stephen Baldwin. Or Alec Baldwin, or one of the Baldwins, like a shittier Baldwin.
And then it was bad
Tracy,
Baldwin.
Yeah, then it was Tracy Morgan for the last two seasons. Netflix is talking about they just put the whole series on Netflix, and they're going to judge by how many people watch it if they actually bring it back.
I mean, so many people have already seen it. That's hardly an accurate. Like they should probably do a test. Like what do they call that?
I guess that's what that's for, though. That's why it's on Netflix, right?
I mean. Get a bunch of people together and then record a
pilot.
A pilot, yeah, that's the word.
We could do a pilot for him.
We probably should.
I think we should.
Who would be the host?
Person? Mike Rhodes from Dirty Jobs.
That would be cool.
I'm Mike Rhodes.
It's not Rhodes no, though.
No. I know something like that. I can't remember his last name.
Mike Rowe.
Bro, there Rowe, we go.
Mike Rowe. Yeah, it's weird. That's right.
My hands were really were. Man, I wish I could do a good Mike Rowe. How fun would that be of a voice to do?
Yeah.
That's just the way I heard it. I can't. Obviously, I can't. Bob probably can. Bob actually does a really good Mike Rowe. Bob, do your Mike Rowe.
Ooh, do your Bruce Willis first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Not good at either one.
Obscurus.
Welcome to the party, pal.
What if the host was like the toughest person you could think of? Big, massive.
The Kevin mayor of Nash. Knoxville?
Mike Tyson.
UFC fighter or something.
The mayor of Knoxville.
The object of the show was
the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Contestants.
Is it Knoxville or I thought it was Jefferson City?
No, it's Knoxville. He lived in Jefferson City. No one knows what we're talking about. Kane is the mayor.
I think certain people know.
Yeah.
Right. The object of the show was for the contestants to actually try and scare him.
Every week one guy gets scared.
They gotta try and scare him.
So pretty much we get the Rock in there.
The host changes each time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always a new host. That's good. We weed out the bullshit tough guys. I'm sorry. You know, in Hollywood, you got these tough guys, right?
Or girls.
Yeah, well, or girls.
We got to keep our options open.
But I'm really trying to pinpoint and victimize the people that seem tough on TV, but are really not. So I don't want to.
Can't back it up.
I mean, if
they just scare them.
Those glamour muscles.
Like, I feel like, you know, episode one, just to get people really enthralled, we put Jean-Claude Van Damme in there.
Why? Oh, I was thinking the same freaking
know,
guy,
man,
dude.
It's that JCVD mind swap.
Yes, that VD, bro.
We got that JCVD. Are you down with JCVD?
Yeah, I was literally thinking the same, dude. Just Jean-Claude Van Damme. Just scare him.
Anyway, so we get him in there. And he knows he's going to be on a show. We just don't necessarily have to tell him what show it is. He just
doesn't know what kind of show.
Yeah.
There we go.
And
I like that idea.
This is a show where...
Everybody gets punched in the face.
I don't... Well, oh, man. I don't know. Maybe he just gets dropped in a pit for like a really long time. Like he keeps falling. He doesn't see. It's all blacked out. But it's one of those, you know, with the fans on the bottom. So that you don't fall. So he just thinks he's falling forever.
Oh, no.
And we hear if he cries. If Van Damme cries, like a... I don't know how that would sound.
Oh, I love it.
It probably wouldn't be pleasant.
Yeah, miking him's going to be hard. He'll blow the mic out. Put the mic on the back of his neck. No, still.
No, still.
Might need I to think my idea sucks, internal guys. Internal options.
I think it's great. I think
put
it's
the
brilliant.
Mic inside him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we got to mic him from the sternum. Away.
Just a mic implant?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of somebody like jump scaring him and him just kicking somebody in the throat.
See, I suspect
he would. He would.
He'd split at
he'd
him.
He'd do the splits. He would do the splits and then they would somehow be run over by an 18-wheeler.
I think it's adorable that anybody thinks Jean-Claude Van Damme will have any kind of reflexes. That man lives on cocaine and alcohol. His reflexes are shot. That's a long life of just cocaine and whatever he can put in there.
Depends on the quality of his cocaine on that given day.
Couple That's true. That I feel sucks. Like someone closes the door next to that dude and he snaps.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, guys, did you want to hang tight real quick while I run a security scan?
No, will there be cookies?
Is there a cake?
Absolutely not.
That's terrible.
I'm deleting them. I'm deleting my cookies.
Thank you. Set it up.
I tried to knock them right down.
Thanks, man.
It wasn't a strike. It was like a split.
Yeah, it was okay.
Hi. Got Broken Media Inc. It's okay. Yeah, I really like that idea. I say we definitely use that in something. I want to put people that think they're tough.
What about his cooler younger brother, Rob Van Dam?
Is that canon in the Van Dam family?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, sure.
It can be now.
Yeah, his little brother Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, and we just hit him with a fucking.
It's easier to
fire hose.
A fire truck hose. It's just RVD.
Just as soon as he busts the corner.
What if it's? What if it's? Oh, this is how we scare him. We have him walk into a room, right? Like his green room, dressing room. Think he's going to go on Good Morning America. He's not. But in the dressing room already is Rob Van Dam. But like standing in front of it looks like a mirror. So he thinks it's just his own reflection.
Oh, dope.
And then he reaches through like the ring or the grudge. The grudge ring.
The grudge ring. It's a little bit of both.
It's just 7 days.
You can tell I'm mad when you look at my grudge ring. I felt around for a joke in it. You know what?
I just found rings.
Just rings.
So we're settled on a Van Dam for the host.
Oh, yeah. This is a Van Dam heavy show.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Van Damme
location
Mondolo.
Everywhere. It's just used the entire United States.
The universe, man.
Submarine.
No, we need a place.
Submarine.
The Grand Canyon.
He wants. He
it's
likes
a submarine.
Submarine. That means it's Dustin would be communicating through a walkie-talkie.
I propose a super drome suspended over the Grand Canyon.
How about a yurt?
Made entirely of glass. What the fuck? A yurt? I mean, I don't know if we get a live audience. It would be quite a grandiose yurt.
What about a grandiose yurt? I like it.
Sounds good.
All right, man.
Maj was like, what's a yurt?
Is that the roundhouse or the longhouse? I forget.
I don't know. I also didn't know, and I was making fun of you, but hoping that one of them would tell me.
Pretty sure it's the round one.
It's the round one.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
The round ones?
Yeah, nice open floor plan.
Yeah. Dome-ish. Dome-like. That's my favorite part about it.
Something like a bubble.
Not sure
like
that.
Yeah, like dome-ish. A bowl of cereal.
I like bubbles.
I like
bubbles.
Never mind, bro.
What?
All right. All right, bubbles.
Guys, don't say bubbles on this podcast. I just found out there's a new rule.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see the ripoff one that MTV did?
What?
Really?
Yeah, I think there was just one season of it. It had, it was Room 401 or 408. It was on MTV and it had Jared Padalecki, Sam from Supernatural.
That's not
he was the host. And he was like all gothed up. Like his hair was
really
like bangs and stuff. And he would talk super serious and like smolder at the camera
as
he was the host.
Me?
Yeah. He's like, Susan thinks she's going to be a babysitter. Look what happens when, and then sets up some bullshit. And they just did scare tactics, but they never showed the reveal, like when they tell her it's a thing. So they would just have them run away. It lasted like 8 episodes.
It's, oh my gosh.
It was such a try hard thing.
No, I can't. I haven't seen that.
There's 8 out there. We can stream them.
When was this filmed?
2007, I think they ran it.
I'm sitting here trying to like,
I'm
remember what you're talking about, because I feel like I've seen it before.
It was funny because he took it so seriously. Like, he wasn't cool. Like, everybody else, when they were doing scare tactics, you're like, hey, my name's Tracy Morgan. See how they, look how they, and they're scared. All right. You know, but they're just themselves.
Right.
But he's like, look what happens when they enter room 408. Like, he's so serious.
All right. You know, well, you just sent me in a different direction.
Uh-oh.
We like helping.
That's my favorite thing.
It's the best.
Yeah.
We've got scare tactics. We've got Rob and John.
Sean. He likes Sean.
In a yurt. What if we do like a fusion? We get one of them necklaces, those earrings, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
We do a fusion and we give one of the earrings to Scared Straight.
One powerful warrior show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there will be convicts.
Convicts.
Let there be convicts.
Let the battle begin.
And the scariness commences.
So they fight.
So this just became...
It's, they're just trying to scare it's the just, contestants.
I don't know, but you're trying to put...
Okay, so in my head, I imagined prisoners trying to scare each other, and I thought, well, they'll just fight.
No.
They'll just want to fighting, yeah.
The convicts are working for the show.
They're okay, like a scare. Like a early release program.
They do the scaries.
That way it's in safe hands.
And then the contestants, perhaps they've made a few mistakes, and perhaps they need to learn a lesson.
So
minors? We're going to soap. We're going to blah, blah, blah.
We're going to soap them up.
So we're going to soap them up and let them go.
Yeah. So they'll be so slippery, though. Imagine covering yourself in soap and trying to walk on a cement floor.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Call the cops that's on your
you
own. Wait,
what the hell did you just say?
That's how you get like a, what do you call
that's
that?
How you get a rug burn.
Scrape. And it's like a burn, but on concrete. It's
yeah. Stoneburn.
Road rash.
I'm going to name my Welsh villa Stoneburn.
Cool, ew. Man. What country is that going to be located in?
Welshingtonsburn.
Nice. All right. Just checking.
Scotland.
Rumpelschmirnoff.
Scotland shamala lemilem.
Oh, man.
Rumpelschmirnoff.
Could you imagine? Shamamaland.
In Shamamaland.
You never oh my know God. What's happening next.
I'm writing that down.
You just created a whole other country.
We got to write that down for one of our IP nights.
Create a theme park.
You're welcome, Dustin.
Shamamaland.
Shamamaland. Who every would be day, his mascot?
Yeah, like every the, day is just an adventure.
Instead of like the Disney Mickey Mouse and Goofy, it would just be the aliens and like Bruce Willis's ghost. And
I'm gonna take a picture with Bruce Willis's ghost from that movie.
Why from that movie?
From that movie my grandpa told me about.
What if this is what we did? We took JCVD. We took him in a different direction.
Okay.
Because he's not been having the greatest time. In
well, he's really flexible.
Yeah, he can. We can take a
he's
leg.
He's very stretchy, sir.
Yeah.
If there's one thing about JCVD, it's that he's very flexible.
Right. That's why I'm saying, if you don't mind, I'll take the left leg. And what I'm going to do with JCVD is...
None of your motherfucking business.
Like, we can set him up. Dude, you're going to be in the next... JCVD, you are Shrek in the next Shrek movie. He's going to be like, bam! You know, blowing up. Finally, I've hit it. Also, here's your own reality show.
Where you get to play a live-action Stretch Armstrong.
You get to play whatever you want.
And then we draw and quarter JCVD.
Yeah. We just give him everything.
Too far.
Here's women. Here's your dog back that died. And then when we ask him, are you happy? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't be. You're on happy tactics. And just that's when the bars come down, you know?
Oh, you just take everything.
Take everything away.
Oh, no.
The interesting part of the show
and actually lock them up
show.
Is seeing what it looks like when they lose everything in a second.
Oh, yeah. That the and change in the eyes.
I know who could be the host. Dr. Evil.
Nice.
Yeah, that could work.
Laser.
Like, he's our Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
First he starts with, because it's all celebrities.
But there's, he only talks in quotations.
There will be disclaimers.
Yeah.
You
oh,
have
yeah.
to sign a waiver.
heavy, heavy disclaimers.
There will be lawsuits. You know, Scare Tactics only got sued one time, and it was in their pilot episode.
Really? Wow.
And that was the one time they ever got sued.
That wasn't that alien one, was it?
Do you know what it was about?
I think it was the alien one in the desert with the girl.
I think I heard that, yeah.
She sued because she said she was through trauma that she didn't sign up for or something.
Yeah.
Do you know they did it? How they got their contestants, how they got their people on, not contestants, but the marks?
No.
Wasn't somebody else signed them up for it or something?
Kind of. They sign up on sci-fi.com like applying for a show, but they're not told what show it is. So there's a link on the website so you can sign up to be on any show if they come around.
But they were just feeding them into the meat grinder.
Yeah. So they think they might be on like one of 12 or 13 different shows. Yeah, they're
for jobs.
And then they call their relatives or their friends and ask them what their biggest fear is. They said they would ask them the biggest fear, but then wouldn't do it.
That makes sense.
I'll give somebody a heart attack on the show.
They had pretty strong hearts. They were all like college kids.
What's your biggest fear? My heart stopping? Maybe we shouldn't do that.
What's your biggest fear? Being alive. You've come to the right place. And then now we get... How do you feel? Good? You shouldn't. You're on death tactics.
You're dead. You're on depression tactics.
Sad tactics.
These are terrible jokes.
Welcome to
this
sad tactics.
This is not funny at all. Damn
Sorry,
it.
Dude.
It's offensive.
All right, man.
I'm offended at myself now. We made fun of suicide, and then we made fun of depression, and I just want to help people.
All right. Well, hey, man.
Sorry.
I feel you. That's cool.
How do you want to help Chris?
That's how do I want to help Chris?
Yeah, how do you want to help
me? Let's make that a broad statement now. How do you want to help Chris?
Yeah, how do you want to help me?
Well, I have an idea because I happen to have a new show I'm writing called Sex Tactics.
Okay.
Nah, man. Yeah, what we do is we take someone who maybe doesn't know how to do the sex.
Doesn't know how to do the sex?
And we set him up with like a retired...
A
pensioner.
Retired sexer.
Oh, a retired...
chicken sexer.
A 90-year-old dominatrix. Lady of the night.
I didn't say lady. I did not say lady.
Yeah.
I said sexer.
I don't know. Seems aggressive.
Just lock him in a room with a tentacle monster.
Anime tactics. You shouldn't be. You're on hentai tactics.
No.
I wish I could speak Japanese because that would be funny as hell to say.
I don't want to do hentai tactics.
What's that tentacle? You shouldn't be. Oh, man.
Oh, this is what I think we should do. All right. They're supposed to be going to, you know, a weightlifting party. But
she's gonna get swole. Yeah. And the boys.
So they think they're gonna go with the boys and get swole. But the address is a cabin. And when they go inside, there's just walls and Bob.
Oh.
And the door shuts. And it's called Bob Tactics.
Uh-oh.
Are you scared? You should be. Slam!
The whole time Bob just stands in the middle of the
room
and say nothing.
When the door shuts, there's like 5 seconds of silence, and then the music plays, "Everybody get up!" And he rips his shirt off, and it's like, oh no!
Just chairs drop from the ceiling.
Yeah. Bob, are you down?
Get over here.
He throws out beads like Scorpion.
What kind of beads?
Just regular beads, man. I don't know.
That's cool, man. That's cool. All right, then.
Man. Everybody get now whenever you walk in a room and that song just starts abruptly.
I'm just gonna walk out.
I'm gonna get a little like the hair on the back of my neck.
You gotta look over real quick. You gotta look over your shoulder, huh?
See, I feel like they didn't use the word tactics right. Like scare, I get that. People got scared of the show. But tactics sounds like a war thing, like strategy. So what if you had the UFC, that's fine, they can do their fights the way they do with martial arts and stuff. But also, there's another one called
Tangerine Banana.
So, the way I imagine it is one person sets up Tangerine Banana.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
No, we'll use that. Tangerine Banana Tactics.
Okay.
TBT. UFC and TBT, they can go hand in hand.
Nice.
But in ours, the scare champion sets up the Home Alone style room, but with scares. And then the challenger, light heavyweight, Romeo Raul Lopez, and it's not racist because I don't think anybody's named that. They have to go through now.
I feel like I know a couple people.
The scary house, and then they fight at the end. But you don't know when the fight's going to start.
But it's Mortal Kombat style fighting.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. Because you're in a dark, dungeony basement with, like... It's not... We won't say it's blood, but it's probably blood.
It might be blood.
There might be blood.
There might be blood. Oh, scary fights. They have to dress up like Freddy Krueger and Scream Face.
Oh, that's great.
Ghost Face.
That would be dope.
All the horror movie monsters.
Yeah, just turn it into like a throwdown miniseries.
But also there's xenomorphs.
Yeah, there has to be, I think. Mm-hmm. And a pumpkin head.
Ooh.
What a scary way to think out of the box.
That's where I think primarily.
Nice. Instantly, I thought about like a show just about horror movie people. Just instantly.
Scare tactics. Oh my God.
I could go on a running thing. It's literally just all the horror people, you know, and it's kind of like a soap opera.
Like I don't really want to be a part of this because I feel like at some point one of us might have to be on the phone with like a Jason.
Of course.
Ooh. I don't want to be on the phone with Jason.
Jason don't talk though. Mm-mm.
I heard him talk.
So you'll be, Jason, do you understand?
Yeah, I get it.
That's him.
Jason Voorhees.
It's just crazy skips. How he does he just all of the stabbing. With a
machete.
All the stabbing. It's terrifying.
Well, Michael Jackson is Jason Voorhees. Is he not? Is he not?
Yeah, in an exosuit.
What's the scariest thing in the world? Imagine Neverland Ranch at night. And it's just you, Five Nights at Freddy's style, trying to get through Neverland Ranch. You won't.
Nah.
Newsflash.
Thriller.
Not until you get a finger.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Because I wasn't going to say.
I don't know about that.
You get a finger because there's zombies and you find one on the ground.
Nobody said anything about zombies.
Thriller, so I assume there's zombies.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't run with that. Hey, you know what we haven't done yet? Gotten our secret sauce.
Oh, my.
Don't say it like it's like, oh, Dustin's doing that setup bit he always does.
Wow, bro. Cool.
I hid my internet thing.
Nice. Way to hide your
Don't say it like, oh, Dustin moved something trying to make it better and now it's dumb.
Why don't you calm down?
Dude, you're saying calm down like...
Just bring
like,
up the stuff.
Listen.
Less yapping, more clicking.
Yeah, you clickety-clack boy.
Are we there yet?
Do it. Do it now.
I will pull this studio over.
Everybody get up!
I dare you.
Who turned on the radio?
Should we just make our own real quick? You got to think Michael Jackson and Scary. I'll take Michael Jackson if you take Scary. One, two, three. Four.
Four. Dustin's just going to say right. Michael Jackson. That's like what he's going to say.
He's just going to say King of Pop. I didn't say Michael Jackson. I forgot what I was going to say. I got it. Juggalos.
Moonwalker.
Moonwalking Juggalos.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
We've ruined it!
They're broken. They're not supposed to moonwalk.
That's that nasty sauce. That sauce is expired. Moonwalking Juggalos in Neverland?
That's a trauma flick.
Yeah, oh, no!
Moonwalking Juggalos.
At night?
In Neverland.
In night vision. Oh.
Oh, man.
A first person.
But they're moonwalking backwards, like fast and weird, like that Grudge Girl.
Ah, that's gross.
Ooh. And every once in a while, you just hear it in the distance. That would be an equally scary movie, video game, lifestyle.
Life experience.
Everything, yeah. Everything is scary
Weekend.
About that.
It's all filmed like the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Found footage. All found footage.
But the contestants wear the headbands on their head, the GoPros.
Yeah.
And it's live. And there will
can
be
we see
no
their heart
help.
Rates?
Huh?
I think we need to see their heart rates.
Oh, we need to.
Oh, we should.
Yeah, they just not this, these days you can just wear like one of those devices.
It's called a Fitbit.
Fitbit, yeah, that's what it is.
I couldn't remember what the fuck it was called either.
No.
Wow. Hee hee. Nope.
Did you guys hear that?
Oh.
Terrifying.
Hee hee. Macho.
Nope.
Come here, let me touch you.
Just every now and then you just see Michael Jackson.
I don't like it. It's really disturbing. Oh, he's just eating this
with
up.
Like circus music though. It has like like low, like damn slow it. Life.
The echo is actually more profound if you just turn it up a little bit.
Hey, did you guys hear about the King of Pop? He's back.
That's terrifying.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds bad. Those are his little minions, the moonwalking juggalos.
Like Oompa Loompas, but they just do terrifying stuff.
They only like walk backwards.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah, that's the one thing that's really scary.
They only moonwalk.
But at you.
At me, bro. Yeah, you don't even know what their face looks like half the time.
No, you don't see their faces. Even though they work really hard on the makeup. And they poop out their pants.
People are going to kill themselves.
I heard that about juggalos. Poop comes right out their jeans.
I heard they shit on themselves.
That's awful.
Yeah,
when they're moonwalking. Just as they're moonwalking.
Just keep on walking. Nothing
just happens. Step right on it, moonwalk and smear it.
You don't even have to have like officially licensed Michael Jackson music playing in the background. You could just have like the tempo from the video game, like the doom, 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 doom. But it never hits the next, like it never drops the bass. It's just right. That always playing in the background. That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's going to ruin some lives.
Yeah.
Did we do it?
I think we did it.
I think we did it. Oh, I think boy. That's where we're at.
I don't know why Michael Jackson had to be inside of our Scare Tactics episode.
He just pops up.
So bad. Oh my god. That just seems horrible. I keep picturing it. It's just like every now and then you'll see Michael Jackson. But for the most part, you just see like a tiny short juggalo. You never see its face. It's just always moonwalking, juggling.
Oh god. Juggling empty bottles of like just OE.
Just, what is that?
Is there anything you wanted to say before we go, Bob?
Not really. I think we did it.
All right, suck and subscribe.
Slap it.
Slap that slot button. Scratch it.
Scrump it.
Tell your dads.
Slip it or slop it.
We can't use this. This is so copyrighted.